Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rod Stewart bringing us back between 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us about NTU.
Citizen group founded back in 1969. We work for lower taxes, limited government, and accountability from public officials at all levels. Some of our victories include the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act, indexing for tax brackets. Our folks even helped out on great state and local tax limits like Proposition 13.
Right. So check them out, folks, NTU.org. This is one of the organizations. When I tell you I support groups like NTU and NFIB and Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and people like that, these are just a handful of the organizations that I think are worthy of your time and money. And NTU is solely focused on this, the tax issue, which is very important to you and me. So please go there and help them, check them out, and stay close to them. Their website's free. You can get a lot of free information for them, but if you get a chance to give them some financial support, it'll be put to good use, I promise you. I've seen their operation. Okay, Pete, let's try to combine the health care bill. Let's go ahead and presume they're going to get a health care bill, something like what we're seeing in the Senate. Let's go ahead and presume we're going to get some kind of a tax bill. Let's say the health care bill gets done by the 1st of August. When could a tax bill get done, you think?
By the end of the year.
It would take that long?
It could take less, but it's the Senate. The Senate always takes longer. And I've been assured that the House and the Senate and the White House are meeting regularly on tax issues.
They're concurrently working on it, aren't they?
Yes. Still, the Senate Finance Committee has a lot of different ideas on tax reform from the House Ways and Means Committee. They're getting on the same page, but we need them not only on the same page, we need them in the same paragraph.
Right. So, if they do get tax reform this year, by being so late, it probably won't be retroactive, will it?
Probably not.
We needed them to get something done. We needed them to have gotten health care done in March, April, and health care done 1st of August and made retroactive. That would have caused the economy to leap off the ground.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We don't have a lot of time to convince folks that these kinds of policies are going to work for them. I mean, after all, everything takes some time to take effect and to take hold in the economy. And if we're looking at a tax bill that begins in January of next year, well, you get around to the fall near the election.
Right.
Maybe we'll have some good economic outcomes already, but you can't necessarily expect it.
Well, that's right. If it takes effect January 1, I'm not really feeling any critical mass help from that for 6 to 9 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you made an excellent point earlier, Jim, in that so many of these bills and proposals for reform are being evaluated against an unrealistic standard. Obamacare,
right,
for example.
That's right.
CBO says, well, we think that Obamacare would cover 15 million more people and this bill would do less, so it's going to deprive 10 million people of their coverage.
Never mind, Obamacare is not even going to exist to cover those
right.
people.
That's right. The 15 million figure is a fantasy. And it's the same with the tax system.
Right.
Just sitting still and saying, well, we'll cut the rate by 5 percentage points and we'll do something else in the next Congress. No, that's not going to cut it.
Does the CBO use any kind of dynamic scoring?
Some. And it's very limited.
Probably not enough, though, because I don't think they appreciate the dynamism of an excited, enthusiastic, optimistic economy.
That's right. They don't. And, of course, people laugh and say, oh, you can't ever get 5% economic growth or even 4%. Well, if you don't try, you're definitely going to get a bad result.
But here's the thing, though, Pete. last time we had 5% growth, we had it was a $12 trillion economy.
Yeah.
This is an almost $20 trillion economy. 3% of a $20 trillion economy is a lot of stuff.
That's right.
It's a lot of payroll.
Right. It's a lot of payroll. It's a lot of investment.
Because we don't have that many more people working. You see what I mean? The people we're serving, our population, isn't that bit much bigger.
That's
and so
right.
When you grow the economy by 40%, which it has done over the last few years, you see what I'm getting? 3% still a whole lot of stuff.
That's right, and it's a way better than what we've got now.
Hey, Pete, keep up the good work. We need you now more than ever.
Absolutely. We're here.
Thanks. Keep doing a good job and come back soon.
Definitely.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes, and NTU is one of our heroes, too. Check them out, NTU.org. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.